Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian Sovereign.
And Mark.
And I just want to remind everybody that Brian is here courtesy of his own podcast. If you like what he has to say, you can hear a lot more of it. And he has a technology show, right, Brian? Can you tell me a little bit more about
that? That's right. It's called Sovereign Tech. It's S-O-V-R-Y-N. And you can find it at sovereigntech.tumblr.com. Mm-hmm.
You're also on SoundCloud, right?
Yep, I'm also on SoundCloud.
You were saying during the break you just got a new follower on SoundCloud.
I'm up to quite a few now and quite a few hundred plays already. I've only done three episodes. So.
And just as a little aside, I am the producer of Sovereign Tech.
You are.
Selfish
and
interest in promoting
it. It's been great work.
So, yep, check out Sovereign Tech if you want to hear more about how technology sets us free. And if you want to set yourself free by calling Free Talk Live, you can call 855-450-FREE. That is one more time, 855-450-3733. Now, I think our next caller may have something that is apropos of a technology expert like yourself. So let's get talking to him. He wants to talk about Bitcoins, it looks like. Matt in New York.
Hi, good evening. I had a quick point to make. I know on Friday, and I think they even mentioned it on Saturday, they talked about the Cynthia Chase story that was mentioned on Rush Limbaugh's show.
Yeah.
And well, I was actually surprised that no one mentioned a little bit later on in the show, they were talking about the debt ceiling and the printing of some trillion-dollar platinum coins, and Rush Limbaugh actually mentioned Bitcoin.
Did he?
Wow. I'm surprised.
Well, I have the quote, and he said they were talking about how they were going to solve the problem, and he said, why don't we just use Bitcoin? The hell with printing up a whole new platinum coin here. Just use Bitcoin, which is the currency on the Internet. And I thought it was fascinating that he was talking about, they were talking about inflating the money supply, and he used Bitcoin as a way to solve it by inflating Bitcoin, which really, it was nice to hear him talk about it, but it was kind of disheartening to hear him use it in a way that it's actually impossible to use it.
Right, you can't inflate them. Yeah,
yeah. I think that the value is that considering he said let's use our automobile as a frisbee, and that's not possible.
I see. I think I misunderstood. I thought Matt was saying that Rush Limbaugh said that he wanted to use Bitcoin as a currency, not use it to pay off the federal debt.
He was kind of using it as as making fun of the whole effort of inflating the money supply. The fact that he knows about Bitcoin actually kind of took me aback.
Me too. I'm really surprised to hear that.
It's hitting all the big money magazines. Rush does love technology, so I guess I'm not entirely surprised. But. I think it's great that he mentioned it, and considering he wants to use it in a way that's impossible to use it, that's fine, too.
He has a very popular show, so maybe some people who are listening to him will say, what's Bitcoin?
Yeah, if they ask that question, good. You know, great. Let's have that press.
I was hoping there was going to be a spike, but I didn't see one. But it is what it is.
What kind of spike would you be looking for?
I remember back when they did the deal on the article on the Silk Road, I want to say it was Gizmodo. That's when Bitcoin shot up to something like $30.
Okay.
And then it came back down. So
yeah,
I was hoping to see something like that, but I guess maybe the supply is a lot larger now, or maybe it just didn't have the effect that I thought it would.
That, or the Bitcoin community would have to be hearing Rush Limbaugh, which I don't think, I could be wrong. Most of the Bitcoin community wouldn't listen to Rush for them to be able to react to it. So that
they
makes
are.
Sense.
The price is up about 10 cents. I mean, last time I checked, it was around $3.40. Now,
of course, with this phone call in an hour, it could be skyrocketing.
Sorry, 13.
So I think that with Rush's audience, they probably need a little bit of time to learn anyway.
True.
They, you know, Bitcoins, what is that?
Yeah.
It could just be, it's good that they hear the word. It's good that they become acclimated to it. I wouldn't expect they would run out and buy them. But I think this whole trillion-dollar coin thing is very interesting. And, you know, you've got to kind of ask yourself, well, maybe they will bring back a value-backed currency. At this point, with the fiat currency, the banks have managed to, they're in holder, they hold most of the real estate now between Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and then all these foreclosed properties. These banks, they've got all the they've got that. I mean, they've gotten your money, and they've got the real estate.
Yeah.
So maybe they will go over.
the scary thing is, I mean, they're talking. I would think these trillion-dollar platinum coins are kind of like the ultimate fiat currency in that there's a limit on the number of bills they can have in gold and silver coinage, and so they see their way of getting around that as just making a platinum coin and saying it's worth $1 trillion.
I wonder what it would do to the economy, because essentially what you're doing is you're telling the banks, which have the holders of most of the treasury notes out there. Let's explain. I'm going to have to explain this a little bit for folks now. So the way that money's created is the Treasury Department basically puts in an order to the Federal Reserve, and that's through treasury notes, T-bills, things like that. And then the Federal Reserve prints up money. Those are the green bills that say Federal Reserve note at the top. And we call that money. Now, that is a notation of debt. The Treasury Department has said it wants a certain amount of money, and it's putting up collateral to get that money, and then that money is created by the Federal Reserve. The collateral for that money is your labor. You are the slave of the government, and they are putting that up because they believe that they will get your money or your grandchildren's money or your great-grandchildren's money at some point in the future, and they're probably right. So they put that up.
Well, they're going to take it by force.
That's right. They'll throw your butt in jail if you don't give it to them. So, you know, that's how money's created. Now, what would happen is, since the U.S. Mint is actually owned by the U.S. government, they can create, as long as it's out of platinum, they can create any coin they want to create.
And this is for some loophole in the Constitution or something like that?
Not the Constitution, but just sort of rules.
Okay.
And so they can create this, you know, trillion-dollar platinum coins and pay off the debt that they have to these banks, which is mostly the banks, some China, and then a few sort of countries and people around the world. But most of it's to central banks like Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, you know, these names that are... So
I understand that there's quite a bit of that debt that is financed by China and other countries. And
yeah, but not a large percentage. It's quite a bit, but...
Well, you know, what I would hope would happen if they actually do that, if they pay it off through inflation, which they will. I mean, there's no other option for them to do. You know, I would hope that it would be more difficult for them to get loans for the U.S. government.
Well, that's it. The average American isn't going to feel anything from them doing this, where it's going to matter. And the reason being, you can look at a case in point within the country. You can look at a microcosm in this country with California in 2009. Now, California, the state, wrote out IOUs, which is the same exact thing that they're doing with this trillion-dollar platinum coin.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the state didn't get hurt at all. You know, the average person in the state didn't get hurt at all, but the debt between California and America became a problem, just like the debt between America and every other country that they owe is going to become a problem. And, yeah, they won't be able, or at least theoretically, if they're doing good business to where, you know, you don't loan out to bad, you know, to bad credit. It would hurt America in that regard, but then maybe that would be a good thing.
Would it drive up interest rates?
It may, but I don't think it would be that substantial, because all they have to do, the government would just have to come out with the budget plan, and then the, you know, and actually internationally, if the international community accepted the budget plan that, you know, that the American government would come up with, they'd probably let it slide. That's what's happened in California anyway since 2009.
I'm going to have to disagree with that. I think it would drive up interest rates.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Sure.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight. That's an interesting topic that he brought up.
Yeah, and these are, you know, the thing is that, you know, we're amateurs, but I think so many people are, that even the experts are amateurs, or they're keeping something from us.
Even for amateurs like us, it's easy to understand that if the supply of money increases and the money is not backed by anything really valuable, it's just... It like monopoly money, essentially. It can be created at any time at the will of the Fed and the government. You know, if the supply of dollars gets bigger and there's not more purchasing power or more wealth to go along with that, then the dollars are going to be worth less because there's still only so much purchasing power or wealth. Right?
Well, this isn't inflation in the same way, though. What this is going to be doing is paying off the debt that the United States government has to these banks.
So, but they're using money that they created to pay off the debt.
Out of thin air.
Mm-hmm. And that just puts that money into the money supply overall.
Well, the money doesn't represent wealth. The money represents debt. The Federal Reserve note is a representation of future earnings power of American people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and since they can't really ever get that, it's kind of this funny, it's just a numbers game. It's just a shell game. Like,
oh, so you're saying what does it matter if the debt is debt or if it's paid off?
Right. I mean,
I guess they'll go into more debt as soon as they pay it off.
I think they probably would.
Yeah.
But who's going to loan it to
them?
Yeah,
but who's
counting? The banks just got paid off. Well, but the banks are getting money from the government already, so it's just like they're moving this stuff around.
They're so deep in the hole, it's hard to picture it mattering much. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number. Free Talk Live.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad that you're joining us tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. Free Talk Live is an open phone line show, so you're welcome to, you know, talk about anything, from what we've been covering earlier in the show to something that another caller brought up to sometimes people call about what they heard on the podcast earlier in the week. So anything goes, Free Talk Live.
As a matter of fact, the caller just brought up Bitcoins. I'll tell you about BitInstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get Bitcoins. And Brian and I were just talking off air, and we're both Bitcoin aficionados.
Yes.
I'm very excited about them.
I would count myself among that, too.
Yes.
And I'm really, you know, because you have to put your money somewhere as far as investments go, or you could just fritter it away on nothing. But you have to put it somewhere. If you leave it in cash, the Federal Reserve is going to diminish the value of that cash. If you put it in stocks or bonds, it hasn't even performed in a lot of cases.
Well, a bond is like giving them money to the government, you know.
Right, and that really bothers me.
Yeah.
But there's bonds to the companies too.
Right. Amazon just had a bunch of bonds.
Yep.
And there's really just no place to put your money. Gold and silver, I think, is going to perform well over sort of the long run. But I like the upside of Bitcoins personally right now, today. I've got plenty of gold and silver, and I'm not getting rid of it. And I would probably, get more if I had the finances, but I like BitInstant because it's it's a fast, safe, and easy way to get Bitcoins. You can get small amounts, you can get larger amounts, whatever you need. Go to BitInstant.com. They've got more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home, in more than 30 countries. And all you have to do is go there, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and then make the deposit. You don't have to, all you have to do is download the Bitcoin client ahead of time, or you can go to blockchain.info and get a free Bitcoin account. They make it easy for you. It's bitinstant.com.
In fact, BitInstant is one of the, maybe the only way that you can really do totally anonymous Bitcoin transactions. And you can listen to Sovereign Tech in the near future for a Bitcoin special that'll tell you how to do that.
Oh, I wanted you to reveal the secret on the air.
Oh, no.
Yeah, listen to Sovereign Tech. That'll tell you about it. Okay, gentlemen, let's go to the phones. Roman is listening in Pueblo, Colorado. Roman?
Ooh, I just caught your radio show the first time I heard it.
Oh, welcome.
Just something about human sacrifice or what. I wasn't clear on it.
Do you want me to explain that, or is it?
Well, yeah, it kind of missed what was going on with the topic.
Okay, I think I remember what was going on here. So, I'm sorry, Roman, I think you must have just tuned in during the second half of a joke, like the punchline or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I think I mentioned human sacrifice because I was talking about the similarities between religion and the state. Do you guys remember that very first segment?
I remember you saying I wanted to destroy Christian morality.
Well,
that's
true. Did you have any comments on that, Roman, or were you just wondering why?
I guess it is kind of going where I thought it was. I just didn't know why the hostility towards Christianity. I was just curious about that.
My hostility towards Christianity comes from the fact that it represses people. It causes people to live for a life that no one can prove exists, an afterlife. And instead has them denounce the life that they're in and thus denounce any genuine happiness in their real life. Also,
according to whose opinion? Yours?
Oh, no, I consider it fact. If does Roman...
That was, by the way, that was your experience, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, that was my experience, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And look, okay. You'd say so that... You'd agree, Roman, that if you were gay, that Christianity would tell you to repress that, right?
No, it's something that's a choice. Either
okay,
a choice,
well,
or not be. So,
can I ask you a question, Roman? If I choose not to worship Jesus Christ, okay, or it could be any God for that matter.
Sure.
What? Now I'm not a bad person. I'm an exceptionally nice person. What would happen to me when I die?
From what worldview?
Well, from the Christian, like we're talking about, if I choose not to worship Jesus Christ...
Wait a minute, Roman said that... Just to clear things up, Roman, are you a Christian?
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Just wanted to get
okay,
that clear.
Okay, right. Now, what would happen to me if I choose not to worship Jesus Christ?
Well, again, the whole misconception about you worshiping Jesus Christ, it's accepting the atonement or not. And that's... And if you didn't accept his sacrifice in exchange for our sinful condition, then you're just the judgment of God is on you.
And that includes what?
That's totally up to God what he chooses to do.
Is there the chance that I could spend time in heaven?
by rejecting him or accepting
right.
him?
Right, by rejecting him and by not following his rules. I understand Jeremiah 33 that the law is supposed to be written in my heart, and there isn't like a really set bit of rules out there. But if I go ahead, Rob.
Sir, it's not accepting a list of rules to live by.
Right, I said that.
It's following a heart.
Yep, exactly.
And I don't understand where a lot of people get so defiant against Christianity when it's all it wants to do is have you live for righteousness, for goodness sake.
So, Roman, I have a question quickly. What if I feel in my heart, you know, that I am attracted to people of the same sex or somebody, you know, that's how they are. They don't, you know, think that.
I wouldn't deny that happens. It's just like a gambler or a liar or a murderer. People have different.
It's like a liar?
No, like a murderer.
Or a murderer. Well, tell me more about that.
I am. Sin is the condition. Now, there are bents of that condition. Some people may never, ever kill in their lives, but they'll be a liar. Some people may never, never have a homosexual tendency, but they're a murderer. So there's different bends of sin, but sin is the condition. So what you're talking about is the branches of that condition.
Okay, but bottom line, any of those sins, do I have to pay for those?
No. They're forgiven already.
If I choose not to accept forgiveness.
Well, then you're choosing your fate. God isn't.
Well, sure he is. Who created sin?
The Christian worldview, yes.
Well, who created sin?
Who created sin?
Yeah.
That created the ability to sin?
Well, who created sin? I mean,
God created human beings.
No. God created everything, right?
So you believe the Bible then? So you're believing
no,
the Bible?
No, I don't. I'm proposing that the Bible is a true statement. I believe it's not possible.
You're proposing to state your point, though. You're accepting some parts of the Bible to try to prove your point, is what I'm hearing.
Well, okay, so the Bible told me, I find it to be a very damaging book full of things that are confusing to young people.
Yeah, again, that's subjective, not objective, but bad.
Right, and I said, I find it, and that means that is a subjective statement. I mean, like, I'm making that abundantly clear. But the Bible, if you're going to use it as objective, claims that God created everything. If God created everything, he created sin. If he created sin, he created the condition in which I am in. He created the game, and if I lose the game, he's going to send me, his child that he loves, to eternal torment. If I were to send my children through a maze, and if they took a wrong turn, plug a bullet in their head, people would call me a psychopath. But this guy can go ahead and do this stuff, and he's a loving, just God.
And I agree 100% with you that if a parent did do that and did that to his children, he would be a psychopath, but our God didn't do that. Our God says before...
Thanks for the call, Roman. We're out of time. We got to move on. This is Free Talk Live.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA. Us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE, that's our phone number, 855-450-FREE. Have we gone off the rails about religion? I don't think we've said anything too unreasonable. You know, we were talking about skepticism a little earlier in the show.
Indeed, it did start out that way. I believe anybody should have... I am not an atheist. I believe in God. You guys...
Do not.
No.
Atheists.
No way.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I did find my Christian upbringing to be very damaging to me. It still bothers me to this day. I can find it very damaging.
I did too. I didn't get raised Christian, but religious, and that bothers me a lot.
Yeah, and I ended up getting raised in both, and they both stunk.
you did. Whatever anyone's view of religion is, that's fine with me. Where I come off the rails is hell. When you start threatening people with eternal damnation, if you consider that a reality, I understand where you're coming from. However, I think it's all basically a myth.
It's tied up with a lot of sacrifice, right? Because it's not what's in this life, in their view, that's important. It's what's in the next life. And we can't prove that that's what happens after you die. You know, everybody seems to have their own slightly different idea, but you should sacrifice pleasure. You should sacrifice, you know, you should kind of wrestle with yourself to not do the things that you want to do, like masturbate or be gay or eat chocolate or whatever, eat bacon, you know, in some religions. Because you're trying to get to heaven, and you're trying to reach this ephemeral goal that nobody really can prove exists.
And really, in any of these religions, particularly Abrahamic, I mean, the goal is just to be like God, you know, try and be perfect, go ye therefore and be perfect, and things like that.
But you can never be perfect.
Yeah, but I'm so close to being like God. No one is above me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, absolutely no one. I don't take orders from anybody. And I mean, that's how much closer to God can you get?
Are you making a joke about your ego?
I don't know. I mean, to some extent, that's, you know, I mean, if you consider yourself to be your own Messiah, I mean, you are the, in my mind, you're the only one who can save yourself.
I'm the only one that can save myself.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
I'm as close to God as you can get, and I'm an atheist.
Sure.
Well, I mean, believe that I am a son of God, and so therefore, you know, I'm no different than Jesus.
Mark is Jesus.
You know, that's right.
Free Talk Live.
I am my own Messiah. Thanks very much.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I do think it's damaging, Mark, not just hell, but some of the other things that are wrapped up in religion. I mean, children, at least for me, this was my experience, children, including myself, needed to be able to understand the world in a way that makes sense, that doesn't contradict itself, right? And when somebody is claiming to be a moral authority and that they know best and they're teaching the child all kinds of things, like there's this imaginary person who's watching you at all times and knows whether you're bad or good and is going to judge you. We don't know exactly how.
Does he bring presents on Christmas?
I guess it sounded like that, but I was referring to the
right.
Sky Daddy.
Well, they're all imaginary characters.
There is a lot of sure. comparisons between the two.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, and not only that, but they're taught, I mean, religion, or at least the big religions, the big three religions, teach that people are born flawed. They're born sinful, right? And they need to be cleansed of their sinful nature. They need to atone for their sins. They need to grovel and feel sorry for them. When, I mean, some of these things, I doubt that they're even, you know, bad or harmful to anybody, right? Like,
yeah.
Some of the things, like eating bacon, come on.
That's, you know, yeah,
loving,
I mean, that's
a person of the same sex. Come on, really?
Is
that hurting?
I'm troubled by a God that allowed me to be created sinful and created imperfect, mm-hmm. and, you know, therefore only worthy of hell, unless, of course, I get his
stamp of approval.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, his little, you know, whatever it is that, you know, he sacrifices himself to himself in order to appease himself for wanting to throw my butt in eternal damnation. I don't need it, thanks. Tell you what, I'm going to stand right before you on Judgment Day. If this truly is the kind of God we're talking about, I don't believe that for a second.
No.
My God loves you. But if I'm going to stand right there, look him in the eye, and say, you're a sociopath. You're a sick psychopath.
Man, them's fighting words.
What is he going to do?
I totally
torture
agree.
Me for eternity?
I remember Ernie Hancock said this once. He said, if God came out of the clouds and said, look, it's all true. Hell, the whole thing's all true. You know, what do we do then? And, you know, Ernie said, well, then he's got a problem. And I agree. I will not worship that. Not for the life of me. Because, I mean, my parents weren't great people. But let me tell you, they wouldn't do anything compared to what God would do. Or what he claims to do.
You know, when you create a system where children grow up with this conflict, you know, they're constantly fighting against themselves, right? It's like we're taught to be kind of, you know, turning in and, like, fighting against our sinful nature, trying to, like, you know, control ourselves by force of will to be, quote, good or moral, according to the priest that tells you what that is. It's really easy to control people because they just have this constant struggle that's going on within themselves. You know, they can't ever get past that. And so, you know, it is a mechanism of control. And let's see what some of our callers think about this. May have some different views. Barry in Idaho, listening on XM. Barry, are you with us?
Hello. You know, I'm kind of, I guess, disappointed, I guess, would be the word I'd use for you guys in your approach to your views on Christianity.
Okay, tell us about that.
You know, okay, if you're a Christian, then you can have the you can debate an issue about Christianity. If you know, what you're doing is kind of like saying, you know, you're giving your views on something that you're not a part of. You know nothing about.
Well,
so.
Hold on a minute, Barry.
No, because I am affected. I live in a country that has strong Christian values, and they want them to be even stronger. And I would not be allowed to live my life because of those Christian values. It is something that affects me. It affects me very greatly.
Not only that, but you were about it, Brian, you were about as Christian as it gets for
sure.
10 years of your
sure.
life. You know,
I challenge my Bible knowledge against anybody.
Yeah. So, Barry, we're not just talking out of our, you know, behinds. We do have experience with this.
And I do, and let me tell you, I have a real problem with the fact, okay, I don't want to worship God. That means I'm going, that means my destiny is to go to hell. Okay.
No, nobody is forcing you, as far as our government goes, to worship Christ. In fact, it's exactly the opposite.
Government isn't the only one that.
Okay, right, but there is a society out there. And how many Christians don't want prayer back in school? Is that not forcing children to believe in something that they should not be forced to believe in at all?
Personally, you know, I am a Christian. I guess I should say that. I guess you
sure. Yeah.
Guess that. Personally, I could care less if prayer is in our public schools or not, because I think that public schools, for a lot more reasons than just the Christianity issue, are a lost cause anyway.
Okay, Barry, let me
find some agreement on that, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. But, Barry, let me say this. The one thing that I wish, if I thought Christians are supposed to be very loving and their God's supposed to be very loving, the one thing I want Christians to do is for them to pray to their God and say, please, all these people that don't believe, don't send them to hell. But you know what? They don't.
Excuse me. I've got to tell you, you're wrong on that. We pray all the time.
You pray for me to be saved. I don't want to be saved. I just don't want to go to hell. Okay? And you should not, and I worry that most Christians, now if you feel differently, Barry, that's great, but I have the very deep concern that most Christians are happy for justice to be done. That's why they're Christians in the first place. They want justice, and that justice is against people who may have done nothing wrong. They just chose to eat bacon, or they chose to not celebrate a Sabbath, or they chose to break whatever other commandment there is. Adultery? Why does adultery matter? It doesn't matter about anything. People can love who they want to love. Love is an ocean, not a bathtub. To bring that down to two people is madness.
But hold on. Just a second, okay?
Sure.
What are you talking about eating bacon? I mean, I'm not eating bacon. It's not the Old Testament, of course.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, explain that.
Okay, well, if you're not worried about the Old Testament, then why are you worried about homosexuality?
Right.
It's religion. That's the difference. Christianity. Jesus Christ.
Forget the bacon. Let's talk about adultery.
Hold the line, please, Barry. We're going to come back with more here on Free Talk Live coming up in a moment. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. More about bacon and Christianity coming up.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. I'm Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be with you tonight. By the way, our number is 855-450-FREE if you have a comment. We're talking about religion right now, but you can bring up anything that's on your mind. It's an open phone line show. 855-450-3733. We're going to go back to the phones in a moment, but I just want to let everyone who's listening know that if you're interested in listening to Free Talk Live, not just listening to it, but making it into a TV show, sometimes a boring TV show, but a TV show nonetheless. You can actually see us if you're curious what we look like or you want to maybe chat with other listeners, because you can do that at the Studio Cam page too. Find it all at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Also, we were talking about Bitcoins earlier. I wanted to tell folks that have a business, you know, how they might take Bitcoins. The number of people using Bitcoins around the world is exploding, and if you've got a business and you want to accept Bitcoins, but you don't know how, you're in luck. BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay.com, there's now an easy way for any website, charity, retail store, or whatever to accept Bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash, whatever country you're in, and deposited right into your bank account. The fees are much lower than credit cards, and there's no risk of a chargeback or fraud. It's BitPay.com to get started. BitPay.com.
All right. Let's go right back to the phones. We had been talking with Barry. He's listening on XM in Idaho. And Barry, thank you for holding. We wanted to talk to you some more, so we held you over the break. And, you know, I was thinking, well, we had a chance to kind of cool down during the break. I don't want this to be too much of like a mudslinging match or anything. I think like we were just stating some opinions, you know, about why we have the religious beliefs or lack thereof that we have, right? And Barry called in to kind of dispute that, but I don't know if we're going to get each other to change. I don't know if anyone's going to change their minds here, right? So I don't know. But, I mean, Barry, what do you think about that?
Well, Stephanie, I think that what you have going on here is there's a big problem with there's a stereotype of a Christian. I mean, I'm sitting here drinking beer, and which I do every day and love to do, and and yes, I eat bacon too. I can't do without my bacon, we grow and smoke marijuana out here. It's not got anything to do with not being a Christian. That's not against the Bible. We try to live by the Bible, of course, or we wouldn't be Christians. But there's a stereotype out there that's just not the case. And I think that turns a lot of people off and makes people think that we're all a bunch of judgmental people who are wishing hell and damnation on everybody. And it couldn't be further the opposite way.
I gotcha. And I don't like stereotypes either. So, you know, I don't want to put those on to anyone. However, you know, on this show and in our lives personally, I think all three of us have had some experiences with some pretty judgmental people of all different kinds of religions, right? And not just Christianity. And that's kind of what we were talking about. But, you know, I mean, I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, we try to live by the Bible, but we don't do everything. But I have trouble understanding, you know, why is there a focus on homosexuality and certain other things when, like, the Bible says not to mix certain fabrics, doesn't it? Or not to wear cotton or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Why do people ignore those parts and focus on certain things that are kind of, like, politically popular?
Okay, can I answer that for
you? Sure.
Pretty briefly. And like I said, I was an atheist for years of my life, of my adult life. So I understand that these things are real hard to understand. I could never understand them until I became a Christian. And here's two things. All of those rules, those crazy things about, you know, what you can eat and what you can wear and all that stuff, that was in the Old Testament. That was a religion. Basically comes from the Jewish religion. When Jesus came, there was no religion. Those were a bunch of rules. That made things where all you had to do, say you had the means to lay down enough money or goats or cows or whatever to save yourself from your sins, that's all you
Sorry. Oof. I'm sorry. Okay, this is going to be on our podcast, but I think we are disconnected from GCN at this point.
Is the green light on, Brian?
Let's try this again. GCN, are we back? All right. So I think we might be back connected to GCN.
Okay.
I have to apologize. Barry, if you would like to call back, you're welcome to call back at 855-450-FREE. We've been having a connection problem with our studio tonight. We were hearing a very strange noise.
I think it was.
Drop the call.
I think it was Satan.
It was Satan interfering with the phone lines.
You know, I do want to respond, Barry, if I can, quickly to some of what Barry said.
Sure, but Barry can call back if he would like to. I had to drop the call because I thought the noise was coming maybe from his phone line. So, Barry, apologies. You're welcome to call back. 855-450-FREE. We'll put you back on.
Okay, now that's fine. I can understand. There's a lot of Christians. There's a lot of different perspectives in the Bible that people come to the Bible with. And now one that you could say, and I agree, is in the book of Acts, you know, a jailer asks Paul after they're escaping from the jail, you know, what do I have to do to be saved? And all Paul says is, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Yep.
And that's all you have to do to be a Christian, and that's all you have to do to get saved.
Yep. The only sin is disobedience.
Right, right. And but I don't want to do that. I do not want to accept anyone as my Lord or as my Savior other than myself. What is the consequences of that? I don't know. I mean, I know there's Christians out there called universalists who believe that everybody's going to end up going, you know, to heaven.
That makes a heck of a lot more sense to me.
Sure, sure. And
there's a lot of different beliefs
there's apocryphal beliefs out there, like the Apocalypse of Paul, where it does say that everybody will end up going to heaven.
Right.
Okay, fine. But that's not the people who are affecting me through their legal fights that they're doing. That's not the people affecting me on TV. That's not the people affecting me in all those other areas. Those people want control of my life, and they do not want me to feel differently. They don't want me to disobey.
Right. And Barry's back on the line. Barry, thanks for calling back. We had a little problem with our phone line there. Are you back with us?
Yeah. I don't think that was Satan, though, and I don't think Jesus got me back on the air.
Yeah.
It may be monologue talk live tonight here
on
Free Talk
so
Live.
So I don't know if Barry can hear this or if our radio listeners can hear this, but Barry, I think it looks like we're having a problem with his phone line. So I'm going to put him on hold. Maybe we'll try back again later. But so, Brian, you're feeling kind of... Okay, go ahead.
I want to jump in. So for me, I don't care about anybody's religion at all. You can believe whatever you want. For me, it's all about hell. Because to me, the hell throws in this threat. And I don't believe it to be true, so therefore, it's a lie to my mind. And it throws this lie in, and, you know...
hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.